hear me, Radha? Open the door, Radha.
Radha?
Radha? You cannot
do this to me. I'll file a complaint against all of you. My uncle promised to let me go before sunset.
Radha!
Radha, open! Radha!
Radha!
Hello.
Hi, what can I do for you?
Excuse me, is Miss Sita Rampal back yet?
I don't know, I haven't seen her.
Can you please find out if she checked out of her room yet?
Do you know her room number?
638.
Give me a second, please. No, she hasn't. Her passport's still here.
Would you please let me know when she gets back to her room? I'm in room 626.
That's no problem.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello? Is Mrs. Rampal there? May I talk to her, please? Is that possible? Hello, Mom. It's me, Ramim. How are you? I'm fine, thanks. Sita's good, too. We got here last night. Oh, no, everything's fine. No, no, nothing's happened. Sita? Sita has gone out with my mom. I'll tell her to call you when she gets back, okay? Excuse me, Mom. I wanted to ask you for something. I want Uncle Hirschwardan's phone number, please. Oh, no. Nothing has happened. Sita wanted to speak to him. Yes, go ahead, please. I'm writing it down. Yes? Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you, Mom. Please take care of yourself, will you? There's nothing to worry about. So please don't worry. Thank you, Mom. Goodbye.
Hello, excuse me.
It's okay, go ahead, please.
I'm calling from Mr. Hirschwardan's office. Can I speak to Miss Sita, please?
Excuse me, who's calling?
I work in Mr. Hirschwardan's office.
Your name, please?
I'm Ramin, Sita's fiancé.
I wanted
to speak to her. can I?
Why didn't you introduce yourself in the first place?
I beg you, miss. You know that Sita loves
you so much. I wanted
to speak with her, please.
Sita isn't here, and I don't know anything about her.
If you love her, then please tell her the truth. Hello? Hello? Damn.
Hello, sir.
Excuse me, is Mr. Rampal in?
He has a guest and doesn't have time to see you at the moment. Mr. Nadiri, where are you going?
Excuse me, Mr. Rampal. I wanted to speak to you for a second.
Benut.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me for a few seconds, my friend. Go ahead. Santur, make sure they serve the guests.
Sure.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks.
Thanks for coming. Sit down. So, Mr. Amin, you didn't bring Sita with you this time either.
To be honest with you, I lied to you last time. Sita has been kidnapped from the hotel. Employees at the hotel have seen the man. They say he was a tall, square-shouldered Indian man. And they're ready to testify as witnesses.
Oh, really? Is that so? And you're saying that I might possibly know that tall, square-shouldered Indian man, right? That's really good.
So, do you think that I should go to the police, or...
It's up to you. Do whatever you think is right. Listen, son. I didn't take Sita by force. All I did was make a suggestion to her, and she agreed.
What was your suggestion, Mr. Rampal?
Your marriage must be done according to our customs and our culture. And Sita wants you to get your parents involved. I don't have any problem with it. And you can come to our house. You can come anytime with your parents, anytime you like.
But we've already spoken about everything.
Listen, mister. I don't know anything, okay? All I know is that Sita doesn't want to see you before the engagement proposal, you understand?
All right, then let her say that to me on the phone. I want to hear it from her.
I tell you now, you can call my house anytime you want to. But I'm sure Sita won't want to speak to you. Of course, you can leave her a message. But I can't guarantee she'll reply to you. You understand that?
Sir, are you coming?
Yes, yes, I'm coming. Let's go.
Take this, Mr. Rampal. Please give it to Sita. Goodbye.
Farzad, it's me, Ramin. If you can hear me, then answer the phone, please.
Hello! Hey, Ramin, what's up?
Where are you?
Why are you asking?
Your number! It's from Tehran!
Yes, I'm in Esteghlal Hotel. Farzad,
did you get me money?
Oh, no! Oh, no, man, I forgot. Oh.
Can't remember a thing these days.
Why didn't you come home instead of going to a hotel?
I don't have money to check out of the hotel.
But I can come right now. I'm with Mr. Khabari. Dad's got to pay some of his debtors, and we got to take care of that.
Who's Khabari?
You don't know him. He's our business accountant. It's my brother.
Tell him I say hi.
He sends his greetings.
Thank you. Hey, Farzad.
I'm stuck here.
Please bring me some money.
Okay, no problem. Don't worry. Listen, Ramin. I just have to go home and pick up the money.
It'll take some time. How much do you need?
I don't know, 400 to 500.
Okay, and when do you need it?
By 10.
All right, and where should I give it to?
The hotel lobby. Listen, Farzad, make sure you don't tell anyone.
I won't tell anyone, okay?
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, man, I got so many problems. Even having a brother's a headache these days.
Listen, Mr. Ramin, Sita doesn't want to see you.
Haven't you told them anything about me, Ramin? I can't believe it. Am I not important to you? I can't believe I've stood up against my whole family because of you, Ram. But you dismissed me in front of your own family.
Thank God your blood pressure's okay. However, just to make you feel better, come to the hospital whenever you can. I'll take an echo of your heart, and we'll make sure that everything works out all right.
Thank you very much for everything you've done, Doctor. I just want to say God bless you.
How much do we owe you, Doctor?
I'll count it all together in the end, the rest, and deduct it from your diary. It doesn't make a lot of difference, and you can ask for it any minute.
Why all together in the end? Can't you just take it now?
Well, it's because we always make a mistake at the beginning. It can be like that breastfeeding money.
Excuse me, Doctor. I don't know if you remember, but last time you prescribed a few creams for my knees, I'd appreciate it if you could write me another prescription.
I understand your inquiries, but the creams and the capsules, they aren't good for your pain. Your foot pain's due to working too much, which, of course, there's always a solution to.
What's the solution?
I told you, you need to give some of the work to this lady. She isn't working at all, and if you make her work, she'll learn to be a good housewife, and I'll always remember you for it.
I feel sorry and can't get to see Kadi work at home.
Do it because of me, then. Thank you very much.
No, thank you very much.
You're welcome. By the way, what's with the new people upstairs? I'm talking about Mrs. Simin.
What about them?
It's nothing. A few days ago, they came to my office and sat for 2 or 3 minutes. They just drank tea and left. That guy, Farzad, the unpleasant rough guy, was there too.
What do they want?
To be honest, I didn't get it, and that's why I'm asking you. Has anything happened?
Oh, by the way, how's your mom and the rest of the family? We haven't seen each other for quite some time.
Oh, yeah, his mom. Mama's boy.
Yes, that's right. I'm a mama's boy, but I'm not shy about it. Well, you know my mom. She's always busy with shopping, socializing, and going out. It's been a week since she went to my sister's house in the north. I think Caddy knows about it. She isn't looking at me. Me and Caddy were supposed to go with them. But I couldn't take time off from work.
I won't go anywhere with you unless you take that necklace off. You know who gave it to him? His sister. And he loves to wear it all the time.
I know you've got problems with my family. What does this have to do with them exactly, may I ask?
They're the ones who have problems with me, and you know it.
Yes, that's right. You don't have any problems with anyone. Why would you?
Okay, that's enough. You two stop it.
I'm scheduled for a night shift tonight, so I'd better go. Otherwise, there'll be a mess at work, just like the mess here. If you allow me, I'll go now. Aren't you going to escort me? I'd love to be at your service. Goodbye, Mom.
Be safe.
Please, go ahead.
Ah, what a beautiful night. I'm sure Mom will be okay. It'll all work out. Who's this? Hello, mister. Good evening.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hey, Cardi. It's cold. Come on inside. You'll catch cold, Cardi. Do we have a patient at home?
No, how come?
Well, your good-looking doctor was here. Something unusual.
It's none of your business, you cheeky boy.
Guess who called me today?
Who?
And he called me twice.
I don't know. Santa Claus's mother?
Come on, think hard. I want to see if you can find out.
I'm not in the mood. Tell me.
The interesting part is that he hadn't called me for a year and had never asked about me.
Who?
None other than your brother, Mr. Ramin.
You're kidding me.
Didn't you know?
No, I swear I didn't.
You're just like your brother.
So what was he saying?
Nothing. He's in a hotel and asked me for some money. It's interesting. He didn't have any money and he went to a hotel.
Did he say anything else?
No.
Are you going to the hotel now?
Yeah, I'm going upstairs to get some money, take it to him.
Okay, then let me get ready and come with you.
Come on. Just keep it to yourself. He asked me not to tell anyone.
Cardi, is Ramin back?
Did he call?
Parvana was here today. She was saying she'd seen Ramin at her school. I told her that she was mistaken, but something tells me Ramin's here.
I'm going to see him now. I'll see what I can do.
Where were you?
Oh, come on.
Where are you going?
Oh, come on. Not again. My brother needs money.
Well, is Ramin back?
Yeah, but I have no idea why he's not coming here.
What do you mean?
I mean, he's at a hotel. Don't worry, everything's set up. If Mr. Khabari gives the okay tonight, then it'll be all over. Is he here, my dad?
Yes, I think he's in his room. He's also getting on my nerves. What about Ramin? I don't want him to mess things up, you know?
Oh, no, don't worry. I'm going to find out what's wrong with him. It's not a big deal.
Farzad, keep him in the hotel for a few more days.
Okay, no problem. Oh, wow. Real good-looking dad. What a charming, lovable father. I love your slick-down white head. You're awesome.
Yeah, I believe you. Where are you going?
Yeah, hotel, swimming, sauna. After fixing all your problems. Oh, wow. Do you mind?
Please, go ahead.
Oh, wow. They're blinking so well. There's one, two, three, four. I'll put the rest myself. Do you need anything? Great. I'll see you later. I love you, Dad.
You go, you bad boy.
I'm going out, okay? So just leave him alone. Don't make him upset, okay?
Okay, you go.
Goodbye.
Don't come late at night. So you keep counting all day. Then grief. Fret. Insult and beg people. Tell me now. Do you think it really makes a difference, huh?
I'm a bit pessimistic about my luck. I've lost already and I don't know what to do.
But I know what you should do.
Hey, where are you taking these? Give them to me. Are you crazy?
Give them to me. I'm tired of you.
You're making me angry, Simin.
I'm tired of this situation. I can't stand it anymore. It's just one time. Be a man and do it.
Talk's cheap and it sounds easy to you. But it's me who's going to be the victim.
You know, it's better to die than to go through this situation. It's been over years since you've been looking for a place to hide. What are you afraid of? If you can't fix the problem, then it's better for you to go and die, Mansoor. Go and die! Go and die! Just die!
Hey, Ramin! All right, give me a hug. How you doing?
How's it going, brother?
You well? You're looking good, man.
How's
oh,
it going?
Wow. I'm not bad.
Thank you very
How about
much
you?
For not telling anyone.
Oh, come on. She's not a person.
Farzad.
She's an angel. Come on, man. We've only got one sister, and we love her too much.
You talk too much.
Shh. You've just arrived, and you're already ruining our relationship.
I'm sorry, brother.
No, you don't have to be my brother. Go ahead.
How's Dad?
Dad's broke. He's not doing well. I hope he doesn't have a heart attack.
God forbid. Get up. Get up and sit over there. I need a few minutes with Ramin. Get up.
Come on, this isn't fair. I give the money and you do the talking. No way.
Farzad, did you bring the money?
Yeah, I did. But you must tell me why you didn't come home.
It's because I've come with my Indian fiancé.
Indian?
Fiancé.
Did you hear that? So? Where is this Indian girl? I don't see her. Are you hiding her?
She's gone out.
You're kidding me. Come on. Stop acting. Isn't Parvana your fiancé?
Farzad, dear, don't worry about it, okay? Just give him the money and leave.
You're not going anywhere.
Well, since it's all about falling in love, then I'm at your service. And here you go. That's all I have.
Okay, excuse me. Put this in your pocket. Don't get yourself involved in
it. I get mixed up with his passion, and that's when I smoke a cigarette.
Why do you smoke so much?
Come on, don't do that. Hey, man, you're going too fast. You've become like Dad. Thank you very much.
Farzad, please don't talk anymore. Just go.
Oh, yeah? Is that how it's going to be?
Get up. Get us coffee, please.
Okay, but don't talk till I get back.
Did you really do that, Ramin? Then where is she? Show her to us.
She's gone to her uncle's house.
Why are you lying? Who cares about her? Let's go home.
Oh, come on.
Then go back where you came from. Why are you ruining our reputation? Why? Did you see how happy he got?
Kadi, dear, I can't run away from reality.
Then why couldn't you talk to Parvana?
How do you know?
She saw you yesterday. Ramin, let's just keep this between the three of us and forget about it.
I can't do that, Kadi. I really can't. I love her too much. Do you understand?
Okay. Then I'll go and bring Mom, Uncle, and Parvana, and they'll talk to you.
You don't need to do that because I'm going there right now. When I'm finished, I'll come home. Tell Farzad I said goodbye.
What do you mean? Where are you going? Ramin!
Hey, what happened? Ramin!
I ordered food.
Why did you have to question him so much?
He's crazy.
Ah, man. I'm hungry and I'm not going to move from here. Did he take all the money?
Yeah.
When Sita gets back, the moment she arrives in India, listen to me carefully. You'll have to get her married immediately. Yes, definitely. Please send greetings from all of us to all our relatives and friends over there. Goodbye.
Yes, Warden?
Yes.
Let Sita go, please.
I beg you.
Let's eat her go? Should I let her go? You know that I can't do that, Radha. It's impossible. Please, don't you ever mention that in front of me again. Do you understand?
You know, Sita, she'll suffer from depression.
Let her suffer. Radha, it seems like you're tired. Why don't you do something, go somewhere? Go on a vacation. Whatever you like. What would you do if you were in my place? Tell me, what would you do? We're talking about $50 million. That's $50 million right here in our fists. What should we do? Should we just open our fist and hand it to the guy who just met Sita? Here, go ahead, mister. Take everything with you. It's all yours. Why? Because Radha wants it to be like that. Isn't that right? No, tell me. Isn't that right? Just like that. That's simple. When I first met him, I saw love in his eyes. Actually, that's what I thought. It looked to me like he was really in love. But now I don't think like that. Why? It's because I know he loves her for the money. Only for the money. He's actually playing a game and acting like a lover. However, I'm going to teach him a lesson, but I'll make sure there are no fights or headaches. Yeshwardhan is what they call me.
Yeshwardhan?
Go. It's getting late. You better go to bed. I said go.
Hello, darling.
Hello. Dad, why did you put yourself through so much trouble? I was gonna come and eat.
Oh, no, sweetheart. You're working hard all day. You'll starve if I don't bring you something to eat, don't you?
Thank you, Dad. I'm embarrassed. It's not your job.
Oh, don't say that. So, what have you done so far, huh?
They're all incomplete.
When did you start this one?
4 days ago. How is it?
That means I haven't been in my daughter's room for 4 days. Sweetheart, this enormous weapon is more obvious in the picture. But it's only a part of it. It shouldn't be bigger than the picture. You know what I mean? Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Do you get my point, huh?
It means that I've messed it up.
Well, yes. His personality is seen more in that weapon, you see? That's the problem.
Okay, I'll get rid of the weapon.
No, darling. Why don't you choose something else? Why do you insist on having me as a model? Choose something better, hmm?
It's because I don't have anyone better than you.
So Ramin hasn't been able to take my spot yet. Who could that be this late at night?
Dad?
Yes, sweetheart.
Who was it?
It's Ramin.
Ramin?
Thank you, darling. Well, we're very happy to see you. Why didn't you tell us you were coming?
I don't know.
I saw you in school yesterday. What were you doing there?
Well, I had come to talk to you.
Ramin, dear, why do you act like a stranger tonight? What's wrong with you? Tell us so that we understand. You know what I mean?
I can leave if you like.
Oh, no. It's better if you're here. Uncle, I've done something that I... Please forgive me, Uncle.
What has happened, Ramin?
For God's sake, please forgive me, Uncle.
Tell me what has happened.
I don't know what to say.
Relax.
I swear I don't know how it happened. But please understand me, Uncle.
All right. Now, Ramin.
Thank you. Goodbye. Hello.
Hello.
Excuse me, room 626.
Just a second, please. Here you go. This envelope's for you. It's from Mr. Rampal. They brought it last night.
Mr. Rampal?
Yes.
Mr. Ramin Naderi, I'll be waiting for you in the restaurant at 11. Do not call me earlier than 11, as you may need time to think about the amount you'll get for leaving the Rampals alone. Yeshwardhan Rampal.
Thank you.
Hello, Farzad. I want to come over there. Where's Father?
Hello, hello. I can't hear you, Ramin. Hold on. What?
Mr. Farzad.
I'm the janitor here.
Mr. Farzad, sir.
See, Khabari.
Excuse me, sir.
The company has a manager. Ramin, are you there? Pick up the phone. Come on. Yes, sir. Go see Mr. Nadiri. I'm the janitor here. Leave me alone. Ramin. No, I'm not with you. There's a mess here. There's a lot of people. What is it?
Farzad, I want to come over there.
Why do you want to come here?
I want to make peace with him. Tonight, I really need him.
What? You want to make peace with him? No, man. If you come here now, he'll curse you. No, man. He's angry now. No, wait, wait. I'll call you. Yeah, I'll call you in 1 hour. I'll call you. Hello, miss. How are you? Believe me,
listen,
I'm the janitor.
Mr. Farzad, please.
I am here on business.
Come on.
Go see Mr. Nadiri.
What are you doing here?
For God's sake,
do you have any business here at all?
Come on.
Come on, get out of here.
Get them off of me. Stop. What? What the hell is going on here? Look.
Hey, what's going on here?
Get them.
Come on,
them out of here.
What is going on?
What do you all want? What do you all need?
No.
What's wrong with you
please
people?
Get them out of here. Leave me alone.
Hey,
what did you say? What?
Come on,
don't
touch
me. You want your money?
Money.
Okay, I'll give it
what
to you.
What do you want?
Everybody listen to me.
Come on.
I'm not going to repeat myself.
Leave me
hey,
alone.
Hey, everybody listen
hey.
Now. Hey, you, stop fighting
get
my office. Stop fighting.
Hey,
stop it. Come here. What? Do you want your money? You want your money?
I'm going to take you out.
What do you want from me?
Leave him
go
alone.
Of me.
Let go of me.
Let go of me.
Come on. Get off. Get him
stop
off.
It. Stop it. Stop it.
Get him off.
Stop.
Get him off of you.
Let go of him.
Out. Go. Get out. Get out.
It's a lie. I need
get
my money, sir.
Of you.
I need my
get
money.
Get out. Quiet. Get him out of here.
You okay?
Crazy. Go!
Ascoltiman, tadine to.